Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Happy. I can't say it. Whatever. Hello, Monday.
Hello, hello. We'll give it a few minutes.
Hello.
Lauren, are you able to scribe?
Yes, I'm on it.
Thank you. All right, let's get started. Liaison updates, Maccabee.
Yeah, nothing from Community Council this week.
All right. PC.
Hi, I'll be filling in for Christy. It's a kind of a largish one for PC today. The Better Sample Data Group, a working group, trying to get better sample data into the various test beds. The original idea was getting full data sets from libraries and anonymizing them. That's been running afoul of, well, a lot of non-response from legal counsels, so not able to get institutional approval. So probably the strategy there will have to change to generating data, at least for the sensitive data. Update from the on the community priorities dashboard. There was an observation that the dashboard itself reflects these very granular feature priorities, kind of small, like the Jira ticket level. But it was also felt that there was, based on some feedback from POs and thinking about how we would gather support within the community. We're doing some work on a higher level investment pr priorities that would be more of a kind of the story of a particular area. So that's some of what's going on there. We did hear from Harry that the EBSCO POs have been consulting the dashboard on a regular basis to see where planned work can absorb some of the priorities. You know, if there's some work going on in a particular area, can the team pick up some aspect of one of the tickets that's been given high priority? So it's not really, he said it's not really become obvious yet, but that that is happening. It is having that kind of effect. So, yay. There's also a group looking at the community developments and third-party integrations. Okay. Thank you, Charlotte, for chiming in. We're also seeing that from index data. So the there's a group led by Martin Schultz who's looking at community developments around third-party tools and integrations, trying to get raise visibility there and some encouragement for collaborations. There's good feedback from a couple of from the implementers group and the SysOps SIG. So that's good. And then within the PC, we suspect that these two efforts might be useful over the long haul. And so we're looking at creating some standing roles within the PC to take some responsibility for ensuring the update of those documents. More of an update from PC than we often have. Maccabee.
Yeah, what you just said about the work that PC is doing to document those third-party integrations and whatnot—that's great. I'm glad to see that happening. Hope that's a successful effort.
There was prior work to draw on, which was useful.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to mention one PC thing that you didn't raise, but it was discussed at last week's TC. Christy said that at the next PC meeting on Thursday, that PC was going to discuss the endorsement process or approval process or whatever that's called on the PC side again. And just the context from technical counsel, as a reminder to folks, about a month ago when we talked about this, was it was that TC is not the judge of whether there's new functionality in a review. So we don't know. With that first criterion in our review about PC having endorsed the functionality of a particular module, we have no idea. We can't tell without PC telling us. And even if PC decides that there is no new functionality or that it's not worth their review, that's fine. But PC has to tell us that so we know that. Otherwise, we have to get rid of that criterion or change it in some other way. So I'm hoping, Todd, if you or Christy is there on Thursday, if they don't remember why that was on the agenda, that we were looking for some clarity on how we can continue to respect the PC's own process in our own criteria and not end up where we were once or twice before, where we have approved the technical side of a module that actually PC was not yet done with. That's it.
Great, thank you. Anything else on the thanks for reminding me because I had meant to include that, but when it came to writing down, I'd forgotten. Any other questions or comments on the PC update?
Thank you,
All right.
Todd. Yeah, that was a lot good info. RMS.
Sorry. We got canceled today. They're supposed to be discussing the umbrella leaf calendar at the next meeting, so it would be good if someone can go and I'm on vacation. So I just want to throw that out there to see if someone else could attend. It's Mondays. It's every other Monday usually at 9. I'm forgetting whether it's 9 or 9:30. I think it might be 9. So if you're up for that, maybe just make a note in the TC internal channel. It just seems like someone should go since they're going to talk about umbrella leaf.
I can add the meeting info in the chat.
Thank you. Sorry.
Well, I could go to the meeting.
Okay. Yeah, as long as somebody can like report back here.
Thank you, Julian. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Charlotte. Next, security team.
Yeah, as usual, we have triaging automated reports from the dependency scans and one other topic. The security team will start conversation with the kInt and BeanFolk development teams because the Grails 6 version is unsupported and there should be some update. There are several possibilities, so and that the development teams should decide what to do.
That makes sense. To be good to know the outcome of those conversations when they're had. All right. Anything from the early adopters?
Not a ton from my side. Any early adopters here want to chime in with updates
We met last week on Wednesday and discussed some of the Eureka spikes around multi-tenancy and multi-version Eureka instance things. My mind is a little blank right now. I think that's pretty much what most of it was. Several people are going forward with their Eureka testing. I don't think Temu said they were continuing right now. I think Shelly's here too. Oh, I see her hand up. Yeah, Shelly, go ahead.
Yeah, I could just update that Stanford's gonna be going to, we're planning on going to Sunflower Eureka at the end of March. So we're still going forward with that plan.
Good, good. Anyone else?
It's not really early adopters in, of someone transition from Sunflower from Okapi to Eureka, but National Lab of Sweden this week is doing the first dry run on Sunflower Eureka. So it's going good with National Lab of Sweden's go live.
Nice, good to hear. Upcoming meetings, of course, the regular TC meeting today was supposed to talk about survey questions about the dev conference on Wednesday. Christy's not here to confirm whether she'll be able to make that or not, but that's tentative right now. And then on the 25th, we don't have a dedicated discussion yet. Options I have is the pilot retrospective for existing module evaluation. But any other topic could take its place during that time. On the TCR board, we have two TCRs for the existing module evaluation. I took a look at the PR, the both PRs. Shelley left some feedback on the tail end of the file here. Let me see if I can pull it up. she had some of this feedback, and I believe people who have been on the TC longer than I have, the TCR process has let me see a checkpoint of seeing how we can improve the process. So the idea was to go through some of these notes that I included and be able to refine the process overall. I would say rather Shelley, do you want to speak to any of this, or it's exactly as stated here?
It's just as I stated there.
Okay. I understand. Got it. So we will probably have, let's just say, a retro at some point. I think we've accumulated some of these reviews in recent times. So yeah, I took a look at both of them. There are some options that I think we can discuss going forward. That's is slated for a dedicated Wednesday. Depending on where is it? Depending on how things go, maybe if a Monday meeting is short, I could bring it up and we can discuss. And whenever we talk about these, we kind of bleed into the next topic as well. So Shelley completed her review. So both reviews for the modules are complete. So the next step is a retrospective on the pilot. Any questions or thoughts there? Charlotte says she has a new TCR for UI inventory import. Let's see here. Yes, Charlotte.
Yeah. So I have a question, and that is, so we are writing on adding also the test scripts for this. Do we need to be up on the 80% before submitting the ticket, or I just need to know.
Before sub, are you trying to clarify before submitting the ticket or before the review starts?
Before the review starts.
I believe so, yes. It's not showing on the board. Maybe there's some status that is not
It's a draft.
correct. Draft status. Okay, that's probably it. Yeah. So we just need to move it for it to show up here. Any do you want to talk about this? Oh, sorry. Juliet, go ahead.
No, yeah, I'm sorry.
Juliet, you had
Well,
your hands raised.
I think if the 80% test coverage is the criteria, and if it fails, then the review will fail. However, often development teams submit it with the failures and improve the thing during the review time. So even if it's not 80%, but it will be up to 80% and soon, within a few weeks, then you might start the review process and fix it afterwards. So I think it's possible to submit with
Okay.
less than 80%.
Okay. That sounds good because, it's approaching. I think the deadline is mid-March. So yeah. All right. Thanks for that, Julian.
Thank you for the clarification, Julian. So this looks like a UI module for mod inventory updates.
Yes, correct.
Okay. That's another UI module. So seems straightforward. You mentioned something about a deadline. What was that?
According to Oleksiy Petrenko's timeline for the Trillium release, then all new modules must have undergone the endorsement of the PC and the approval from the TC by, and I think it was mid-March. I can't remember if it was March 15 or March 17 or something like that.
Okay.
But so far, we have gotten the endorsement from the PC. We'll also have it presented here.
Okay. Any volunteers for this module review?
I can do it. I just did one, so I could do another UI one.
Okay.
We appreciate it, Shelley. Thank you very much. Okay, we can just change. We need to assign you. Okay. So, feel free. The there's the deadline for March, so keep that into consideration. And if you need some help, let I or Jen know, and we will figure something out. Okay. So these two will stay in under TC review until the retrospective. All right. Evaluation criteria update. We had this PR, and I believe, nope. I believe Julian was going to add a link. Okay, so it's been added. So all that is left is to approve. I believe PR links to consolidated. Okay, to the TC approve. Okay, let's check it out. So yes, the link to the one document in the technical council space that links to the other documents that are referenced. So that's the change. This seems straightforward enough. Any objections to approving this?
Well, we probably should approve the link document first, and then we can approve this PR.
Okay. So here's a document for permission naming is specific for Eureka, and less so copy. It just has the template, the format here, and a description of what that is, some verbs that has been used over time, and examples, and some exceptions. And then there's these two documents here. This is in the folio development team space, written by Olexi, that goes into a bunch of detail there, and further has a linked document here. And then there's another one, was from Craig in 2020, with a bunch of this information. So this has more Okapi feel to it, but the information can still be relevant. Yes, Maccabee.
On our document with the heading with the word reference, is the message we're sending that like you also have to read those other pages to make sure you're compliant? Or is the message we're sending like we've built this page so you don't have to?
I think it's the former. The little blurb here is just like a very short summary of the other docs. So the other docs go into more detail and more scenarios. I wanted a page in our space that links to these other pages here.
Right. I think that makes sense. I think we just might want to change the heading reference to be a little bit more specific, like full policies or complete details or something that emphasizes what you just said.
Makes
More
sense.
information at,
Makes sense. Okay, I can make that change now. Beating saying here, but maybe I can mod tweak that later. I don't think we need to go through these docs. I took a glance at them. They looked mostly correct, but my knowledge of what is actually in the system is limited. But this PR, no, not this one. This PR was linking to this doc and this doc before directly. So all the main chain is to link to something on the TC space and be able to follow that chain. Is anyone objecting to this information, or we need time to review the information here?
I have reviewed it and I think it's complete, and for me, I'm able to approve it today.
Okay, thank you, Julian. Anyone, any objections? I will add more words describing what I feel this document should be here outside of the meeting. So if that is approved, then I will remove draft from this. So if that is approved, any objections to approving this PR going forward? All right. Actually, let me use regular dating. Right. And the last, anything on this, Julian, or anyone else? Last but not least is the OST page. We were done with Trillium. Umbrella Leaf is next. Julian is going to attend the RMS group meeting to discuss the GA date for Umbrella Leaf, and then our work will begin for this. Any comments or thoughts on that?
I've already updated several topics in this Umbrella Leaf document, and we might look into that if we have time now. There's also the changes I've put into the changes section in the summary box at the top.
Yes, so is this the box you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. So the
Okay.
changes are the Go version, then the jumping Java from 21 to 25, then the new Spring Boot version, Spring Framework version, MinIO client, AWS library, and the Quarkus. And then there's a new thing with the Docker hardened images, and also Grails in JUnit 6. And one thing that we might discuss today, or at least start discussing today, is the list with the first party libraries framework. So the things that our own libraries that has been listed there with versions, and we said, oh, this can be updated at any time, but nobody updates them. So it's simply an unmaintained list with the wrong version numbers. And my proposal is to simply delete it. And people can simply go to the GitHub repository and see what the current version is.
Let me get it right. So the TC is supposed to keep updating these versions, but we've not been doing that, or are you talking about versions somewhere else?
Yeah, this is the front end thing, and we have this long section in the back end for in the back end section.
Oh, okay, there's two of them. I see. Oh, I see. Okay.
This one.
Gotcha. Okay, so we've not been updating any of these. That makes sense to me. Any thoughts on what Julian said about this section? I would consider, consider removing that section, especially if we've not been updated and it's extra words. I wouldn't say I'd want to agree to it now, but I would like to hear other thoughts on that. But I think I'm good with removing it, especially given the low level nature of the library's reference there. Kevin.
Don't all of the versions in use that are being built in the UI at least have to be the same exact Stripes version?
I do not know. Does anyone know? Yeah, I
Well,
do not know the answer to that question. Go ahead.
that's my only concern. If we don't have a specific version specified and two package UI repositories have a different Stripes CLI or Stripes UI version, then there could be some problems there.
Yeah, I think these were just this, and if Julian is right, maybe they're on a higher version now. So these words haven't been impactful for managing the scenario you just described. That's my thought there. I don't think the UI teams use the specific. If this says or greater, they just use the whatever version is greater while this document has been static this whole time. But thank you for raising your concern. Overall, yes, Jason.
I was going to say, I think at the very least, this page is useful for frames of reference. Like Julian said, you can go look up the specific versions in GitHub, for these things. But I think having this here and saying these are the technologies, if, maybe not specify a specific version, or like you pointed out, anything above this, check the repo for latest update or whatever. I think it would still be useful, but maybe that's just me.
Thank you, Jason. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, and in the front end section, there's simply saying Stripes, but does not link to the list of all Stripes repositories. So this is not really useful. In the back end section, there are many libraries. But they're not linked, so, and I don't think that the people go there and use this for to find them. And for example, if you need a specific version, you always need it must be compatible with a Spring version that we have decided upon. And there's only one version you can actually pick.
I wish there was a easier way to highlight the changes, although there is a comparison. How do you know on time? There's 25 minutes left. Let's see here. Version history. Node 24. This seems right. Why don't, is there any front end person that could speak to this? Or does anyone have any idea? Shelley, do you recall what node version was used in? Okay, you reviewed the older module, not a newer one. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
Okay.
it was tw I yeah, I can't speak to that.
Maccabee would have known, but he had to drop. Okay. So this is, yeah, Stripes 11. This is the first party we were talking about. React 18 to React 19.2, possibly only 18.2. Is that saying, well, can someone clarify, or maybe you, Julian, what is this last part saying?
Well, I asked on the Slack channel for the Stripes architecture people, and there was a response that it's hard to predict what the version will be. And so this is
I
an
see.
estimation.
Gotcha. Okay, because it's a future date, blah blah blah. Okay. Yeah. Since we don't have, dates and a lot of this is in the future, node is, yeah, node 24 is LTS. And what was there? This node 24. Okay, it's trending to be to look right. Go through the changes. Java 25, that is LTS, and then Spring 7, which makes 4.1 at this point, at least 4.1 should exist then. I'm thinking maybe in that future, we might be debating 4.2, but there isn't much we can do there. Docker hardened images. Can someone speak to that? I don't know what that is.
Isn't that like,
Well,
sorry, go ahead, Julian.
no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think it's their version of like secured images so that they could make money like Bitnami did.
So who's there? Is that Oracle or somebody else? Or
No
Docker
idea.
version.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, in this section, this is about the Java 25 compatibility, and if we will use Docker hard images, then it will be supported until the 2031. So this is long enough for our support period. And more details about the actual using the hardened images is some below in this different section.
I see. Is there a problem if we don't use Docker hardened images?
No, we might continue the regular images.
Regular images, I see. Okay. Good to keep it in mind. I would, going to this. Sounds like it's something we can do if it's just replacing a image tag, but I don't know what comes with, the images been hardened. But good info to check back on for me later. Open API 4 doesn't have a release date. Don't wait for Moonwalk. Okay. Yeah, a lot of these things about building the future is difficult to track. And then go 27. Okay. Feel like a lot of these are not verifiable on the call here, so it's something that would be best to do offline. Does anyone agree with that? Or we should continue eyeballing it. But I don't think we'll be able to come to conclusions. Someone please say something.
Well, there are links to the support pages so you can verify whether this is correct or not. But I think we can people can do this offline so that we don't need to check everything here together.
Yeah, I would like to check offline. Yeah. Does anyone any thoughts on that? Okay, so we'll continue this next time. TC folks, please check out the doc so that you are ready to approve or edit or raise questions. You can add comments to the page, so that we can approve this or just refine it going forward. I think until we have the GA date for Umbrella Leaf, we can't solidify this document, but yeah, please get some eyeballs on this.
Well,
Okay.
before we approve it, we should ask the other stakeholders, the development teams, and the release management team that they should chime in. This is the today we make a first look at this, and if this draft is okay, then we might ask the other stakeholders.
That is fair. Any other thoughts on that? Oops. All right. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks,
Thank
everyone.
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.